Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Toronto Arab Film Festival, which is on now through June 29th, has shorts and features from 40 countries, including Egypt, Tunisia, and Lebanon, that show the diversity of the Arab world on film. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies that are short and sweet, all under 2 hours and two under 90 minutes. There's Family Trouble at a Dinner Table in Toronto, Robbery at a Wedding Party in Georgia, and Murder at an Isolated Cabin in the Woods. Please don't stop the music. Brideheart, directed by Simon West. Sam and Betsy, played by Rebel Wilson and Anna Camp, were best friends as kids but lost touch as adults. So he is overjoyed to be chosen as Betsy's maid of honor at her upcoming wedding. She's marrying into old money. Ryan's family has a southern plantation where they've brewed whiskey for centuries. But the bachelorette's destination party in Paris is ruined when Sam cuts out in the middle of a lap dance with a team of male strippers so she could take care of some work duties. You see, what Sam can't tell them is she's a secret agent and the only one who can save the world from weapons of mass destruction. The other guests, including the jealous Virginia, played by Anna Chlumsky, and the dry Lydia, played by Divine Joy Randolph, don't buy it and convince Betsy to dump Sam and make Virginia her new maid of honor. Virginia's her future sister-in-law. The wedding is opulent on a lush green island with Irish moss veritably dripping from willow trees owned by the groom's family. Feeling unwanted, Sam turns to the best man for comfort, the handsome but cynical Chris, played by Justin Hartley. In her red dress and high heels, Sam says she feels like a dancing girl emoji. Just as the wedding is about to begin, a gang of heavily armed, organized criminals storm the ceremony led by their evil kingpin, played by Stephen Dorff. They're there to grab the fortune from the family's vault and then kill all the guests. Can Sam take on a couple dozen trained killers and free her best friend and their families? Brideheart, get it? Like Die Hard, is an action comedy with a slightly novel premise. A powerful female action hero fighting crime at a wedding alongside her wisecracking girlfriend. Sort of like Bridesmaids, but with guns and bombs and chase scenes. I think they traded action for a less funny script. There's a lot of the jokes that were real duds. Luckily, the mainly female cast is very funny, despite the lame lines they're forced to speak. Rebel Wilson can make you laugh with just a pose or a side glance. And watching all the characters doing their thing is hilarious. Brideheart is silly, but lots of fun to watch. Pins and Needles, written and directed by James Villeneuve. Max, played by Chelsea Clark, is in a bad mood. She's on a field trip collecting insect specimens as a grad student in biology, but a fellow student she likes has made her furious, so she's heading back to the city along with classmate Keith and his sketchy friend Harold, a part-time drug dealer. But it's a long haul. But after a run-in with a cop, they've been taking the long route in unknown territory to avoid potential trouble. Trouble finds them instead. First, their phones stop working, they're too isolated. Then, they pop two tires at once, leaving them stranded. Keith and Harold stay with the car where Max heads toward a nearby house to ask for help. There's no one home, but when she looks back, she sees something awful. A couple who appear to be offering a hand to her friends, but as soon as Keith and Harold turn their backs, they brutally murder them. Max is shocked and terrified. She runs into the tall grass behind the house to avoid being caught and killed. She figures she can run away and find help. Problem is, Max suffers from type 1 diabetes, meaning she always has her insulin kit close at hand, but it was in the car that's now in the couple's garage. Though she can never fight off two deranged killers, she does have one advantage. They don't know she's there. So can she repel them long enough to grab her kit and run away? Or will this fight be more complicated and deadly than she ever imagined? Pins and Needles is a short, taut, cat-and-mouse thriller about an ongoing battle between a desperate woman and two ruthless killers. Clark is great as Max, who shifts between wimpy escapee to teeth-baring fighter at the drop of a pin. Needles and Pins. And Kate Corbett and Ryan McDonald as the two killers are totally hateable as supervillains who are not only sadistic killers who laugh as they murder people, but equally detestable as business people. I won't tell you where they get their money from. They both do that deranged killer face really well. While the movie is a rehash of the oft-used Cabin in the Woods theme, one of my favorite genres, this one is in a glass and wood mansion, not a creaky cottage. Maybe Max is checking her insulin levels a few too many times for a short movie, but other than that, Pins and Needles is a good horror thriller that keeps the tension on high till the credits roll. I like this one. His Father's Son, written and directed by Milad Moafi. Amir, played by Alireza Shojaie, is a cook in an upscale French restaurant in Toronto. He has a degree in engineering, but finds that kind of work boring. His dream? To open up his own place as the executive chef. In the meantime, he works long, grueling hours in the kitchen. His younger brother, Mayar, played by Parham Ronaghi, has no creative drive. His dreams center around symbols of wealth. A beautiful woman, a Ferrari to drive, or a Rolex watch on his wrist. He's a crypto bro who still lives in his parents' home. Amir regularly visits his family, dinners with Mayar, his mom, played by Mitra Lohrasib, and his dad, played by Gus Tayari. The rest of his free time, he spends with his lover, a married woman with whom he's having a secret affair. But his life and that of his family comes... But a big change to his life and that of his family comes in the form of an unexpected death. He and his brother's childhood doctor, who they haven't seen in decades, has left his entire fortune to Mayar. There's a new degree of tension in the family between Amir and his father and between his two parents. Only Mayar seems blissfully unaware. What is going on, and why won't his parents talk about it? And can a trip to Niagara Falls provide the answers to Amir's questions? His Father's Son is a family drama set within Toronto's large Iranian-Canadian community. I'll admit, it feels at first like another look at the immigrant experience in North America and the clash between traditional parents and their sons who want to break free. But wait, this is not how the movie turns out at all. It gradually gets more complex, emotionally powerful, and surprising. These changes are not sudden or in your face. They're subtle, unspoken, take place in the spaces between what you see with the elliptical passage of time. The acting, with dialogue in Farsi and English, is terrific all around, but especially Gus Tayari, Mitra Lohrasib, and Alireza Shojaie in the lead role. This is Moafi's first film, and though quite short, under 90 minutes, it shows an unexpected maturity, the kind you'd see in films by Asghar Farhadi or Koreeda Hirokazu. His father-son is a well-made drama that took me by surprise by its fine quality. Breitheart and his father-son both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. Needles and Pins opens theatrically next week in the U.S. and on video on demand in Canada. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.